All right, welcome back. Second half hour of tonight's show. Talked a little football and a little Ortho Virginia injury report, and now it's time to transition to basketball with, Frank's got a lengthy introduction of you, Barry. All the numbers.
All the accolades. Good gracious.
I tell you. Go ahead. Lay it on him.
He probably doesn't even remember all these things. 1972 ACC Player of the Year. One of only three Wahoos, Brogdon and Sampson being the others. All-ACC first team, 1972. Number three when he graduated on the all-time scoring list. Sadly, you're down number 21 now. Six on the career average of 18.2 points a game. I like that one. We're going to finish with that one. That's pretty cool. Oh, well, hey, they retired his number.
Yeah, number 40.
Number 40.
And probably, in my opinion, Barry Parkhill's done more for Virginia athletics than anybody has in the last several decades. Not only his playing days, but his work as the assistant athletic director for development. At any rate, Barry, thanks for taking a few minutes tonight. Happy Thanksgiving to you, Pat, and family.
Hey, same to you guys, and thanks for the kind words. Hope you guys are doing well.
We are. We are, other than some of my joints, but we've already talked about that. But let's talk about the basketball team. Coach Parkhill, if you're the coach, how do you adjust relative to the loss of Austin Nichols?
You know, the one comfort among many is I think we have the greatest coach on the planet, and there are certainly a lot of adjustments that need to be made. The biggest is probably the fact that Nichols was pretty good with his back to the basket, and everybody knows how important it is to have a threat down low, and we've had that in the last couple of years with Anthony Gill. But guys will adjust. Tony and his staff will figure it out, and you've just got to keep moving forward. I think it's still our team is a work in progress, but there's certainly a lot of really good players, a lot of experience coming back from last year, and we've got some really good young kids as well.
Well, the four big guys, you know, Jack Salt, Jared Reuter, Mabidi, as well as Isaiah Wilkins. I mean, they're all terrific defenders. Do you see any of them developing some offensive skills moving forward?
I do, Jim. I think that Wilkins has improved his shot. I don't think you'll see him taking a whole lot of three-point shots, but I think you've got to be honest with him when he's, you know, standing away from the basket. The other kids, you know, Reuter will get better. Jack has gotten better. Diakite is, there's a huge upside there, but he's still learning the game. The one thing about having a guy that can score with his back to the basket on the box is it puts pressure on the defense. If you don't double team, the guy's probably going to score 9 times out of 10. If you double team and the guy with the ball knows how to pass, you're going to get a pretty decent shot in the perimeter. So that's why it does help to have an inside threat, but again, Tony will adjust, and our guys have always been a very unselfish team, and they'll figure it out.
On the positive side, we really have a lot of talent in the backcourt. You know, just the guard position, starting, of course, with London, Devin Hall, Mario Shayok, Darius Thompson, who I think is one of the great athletes. I mean, his athletic skills are scary. And then, you know, even yesterday, I'm sure you were at the game yesterday, Cal Guy comes off the bench and knocks down some jump shots, and he looks like he's going to be a lights-out kind of shooter for Virginia for the next several years.
I agree, Jim. I think the fact that guys had some success early and apparently he played well in the scrimmages gives the kid confidence. You got to get confidence somewhere along the line early. And I think London's one of the most underrated, if not the most underrated player in the country. And Devin Hall's gotten better every year. Darius Thompson's really improved his shot. And as you say, he's very athletic. And they all, any guy who gets on the floor with Virginia is going to be playing some defense. Merrill Shayok, you know, if the first couple games is any indication, obviously he's a very important player, and I think consistency is always the key with kids as they get, you know, go through their classes, and he's really gotten off to a great start.
You know, I think the trick with Shayok probably is just keeping him healthy. Last year he sprained his wrist down there in Charleston, and it took him a long time to shake that off. Barry, a question for you. If you had to have a player dismissal particularly of a talent like this that you're trying to integrate into your offense, maybe a blessing that it happened this early, so that they have plenty of games to sort of start working on the other bigs and figuring out a way to use them and get some offensive production down low, right?
Yeah, and at the end of the day, I mean, adjustments, probably not in a way a lot of adjustments. We're gonna be playing the same offense that we've been running for several years. Again, with a kid who can play with his back to the basket, it just gives you another weapon. But it also, on the other hand, it gives guys like Jack Salt and Jared Reuter and Mamadi Diakite, it gives them minutes. And yep, they should be ready to step in, and I'm sure they will be. I think Isaiah Wilkins is, I mean, he's such an energy kid, plays hard all the time, gets the tough rebounds, gets the loose balls. He's invaluable, but I think all those other kids now have a chance to, you know, get playing time, which is, I think, what everybody wants.
You know, in the St. Francis game, Jared Reuter looked to me like the most hungry of any of the players, and that's saying something. But I was seated in like the third row, and he appeared to me to be the one hustling, battling to set good picks, fighting for rebounds. When he got the ball, he went right to the basket. There was no fooling around. And I think he's the guy that's going to benefit the most on these new minutes, in my humble opinion. Talk to us a little bit about the guards, because this team is so built around the guards. What do you see that you like, and what needs to improve?
You know what you're going to get with London and Devin Hall and Darius and Mariel and again, Kyle Guy. If he can bring consistent shooting from the perimeter, it's only going to help. And I've seen Ty Jerome many times in the last couple of months, and I really like his game. You can talk, again, this year we're still a work in progress, but you can't expect miracles early when you lose Evan Nolte, Mike Toby, let alone Anthony Gill and Malcolm, who were great players and tough kids, knew the defensive system, made big shots. These guys, it's their turn. It's their turn to step in and make the big plays, and I'm sure that they will.
We're visiting with former Virginia star and athletic director Barry Parkhill. Barry, you and I have been around college basketball a long time. Have you ever seen a team play defense any better than Virginia does? I mean, I was sitting there yesterday watching the game, just amazed. I mean, Yale, I think they were a tournament team last year, and they scored 98 and 89 in their two prior games. And they get 38 against us. I mean, it's amazing the way we defend people. It's beautiful to watch in many ways.
It is, Jim, and I think what Yale beat University of Washington at University of Washington and beat Lehigh, you know, averaging 90 points. We've all come to expect that kind of defense. The one thing, Jim, that I was not totally blown away because I've been around here for several decades, but we're playing a 1 o'clock game on an NFL Sunday afternoon against an NCAA tournament team last year in Yale University. We had 14,200 some people. That says it all. It says what Coach Bennett has done with our program, and it's truly amazing. But it's just exciting knowing that, you know, people are really caring, and I think the defense is a big part of what that crowd expects now at our home games.
You probably looked a little bit. I mean, and you and I, again, we've been around the ACC forever, but this year, I mean, you got the usual suspects, Duke, Carolina, Louisville, Syracuse, et cetera, but I think the middle of the league, NC State, Virginia Tech, Clemson, others are going to be much improved. So we say it every year, but this may be as brutally competitive ACC as we've ever seen.
And you're right, Jim. It just, so many years, it's always been that way. And it's going to be exciting. I think our non-league schedule, like last year, is very, very challenging. It's going to be very difficult, but it'll get our guys ready for when we begin league play late in December this year.
What else is going on relative to the athletic department? I know we're talking a lot of basketball with you. What are anything projects or anything else on the horizon that Virginia fans might want to be aware of?
Well, we've got a lot on our plate in terms of facilities, Jim. We're trying to raise funds to do another renovation and refurbishing of our baseball facility, looking to raise funds to build an outdoor men's and women's tennis facility out at the Boar's Head Inn. We've got a golf project on the table for both our golf programs at Birdwood, and we're in the process of trying to renovate our locker room in the John Paul Jones Arena for our men's program. And we want to increase our endowment significantly over the next 7 to 10 years. And, of course, our annual giving program, we're grinding it out. We're a calendar year effort, and we've got another month or so to try to hit our goal.
Sounds like you got another 10 or 15 years of work there, so no retirement in your future. I can see that.
10 or 15, I doubt it, Hobbo. I'm on the back nine.
On the back. Well, and I will tell you, Mr. Parkhill can really play golf. He just kills it. And he actually hits it straight, you know.
I don't know about that.
I'm like a good baseball player. I use the whole field. I spray it all over the field, you know.
We've been trying to get Hobbo to come out and play golf, and he's been ducking me for years.
That describes it, a duck hook, you know. Yeah.
Scary.
When he comes, I'll caddy for him.
There you go. He needs a good caddy. Barry, last thoughts on the basketball team. Number 8 in the nation, obviously, power rankings went down today with the loss of Nichols. Being realistic, how do you see this season playing out? You know, not counting the ACC tournament. Just give us a ballpark idea.
I think at this point we actually jumped up to number 7 in the poll. I just saw that on the news.
Oh, good, good.
I honestly believe right now, I don't know if we're a top 10 team. I think we're there because of past success.
Yes.
I think we're there because we got one of the best coaches in the world in Tony Bennett. I would not want to predict at this point. I think come league play, we'll have a much better idea of what this team is all about. I think we have a chance to be a very, very good team, but a lot has got to happen in the next month or so.
You know, Tony's a lot like you, Barry. He's not only a terrific coach, but he's a terrific person too. So we're, you know, I know you feel this way as a member of the Virginia basketball family. We're honored to have him be the head guy, the patriarch of the family at this point in time, as you might say.
He ceases to amaze me, and we're just so fortunate. And everything, if you've never had a chance to be around him or never gotten to know him like I have, he's better than advertised. And it starts with Tony, but I'm talking about his wife, Laurel, his kids, his mom and dad, his family. He is just as good as it gets, and we're very, very fortunate to have him.
We're blessed indeed. But anyway, we appreciate you taking a few moments to join us by phone tonight. I'm sure we'll see you at an upcoming game before too long, but thanks for your time.
Anytime. Thank you guys for having me on, and again, happy Thanksgiving to you and your families.
Likewise, Barry. All
you
right,
too, Barry.
Barry Parkhill, we're going to go to our final break, come back with the Olympic report. We'll look at the ACC football schedule. We started that. We'll finish that up and take another look at the Virginia-Virginia Tech football game coming up noon on Saturday. Stay tuned. You're listening to Who's Talking.